Well, Henry Pullen, you're honoured tonight by being presented with the Edgar Tetlow Medal, and a great honour.
It is the best thing that's ever happened to me in racing, or one of the best things.
An early birthday present. Your birthday's in a fortnight. 79 years in a fortnight.
Do you know that? You're doing your homework, Peter. Yeah.
Now, look, over the years, you've had some wonderful experiences. You've driven wonderful horses, met wonderful people. Let's talk about the horses that you've been involved with. Let's go back to the earlier days. And what are some of the good horses you've had an association with?
Well, I had a horse called Scott Armour that came from Melbourne. He started the training, and Devil Demon, he won 13. I trained a good mare for George Johnson, Martha J. She went from about a C2 to free for all company in 1 year. I had a lot of driving, and for Jack Arnold, won a lot of races for him.
Associated with some really good horses, and probably the best was
Golden Alley. For
was
sure.
Was he special?
He was. Yeah.
What was the thing that made him so special?
Well, he was on hard handicaps, but it didn't matter whether they slowed up, because he'd outsprint them. But if they went hard, he'd outstick them. Like, he's a pretty nice horse to drive. And he held records in 3 states in the 1 season. Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne. Beautiful horse.
Okay. Now, driving, you won premierships?
Yeah, I won 2.
Yep. Were they highlights for your career, your driving career?
Yeah, but at the time, it's sort of your job and you just do it. You don't
think about it.
No, I never got a rational. I get more irrational doing these things, you know.
Your training career, you love that.
I love horses. Doesn't matter whether it's a hack in my yard, as long as it's a horse.
How old were you when you knew you had an affinity with horses?
Well, I was riding track work for a Mr. Ockhamore at Northall Park when I was 12.
Northall Park, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time.
And that was a galloper or?
No, that was a trotter. We used to ride the trotters.
Oh, okay.
And the caretaker of the track lived opposite, so he came and kicked me off because I was too young. Okay. I was 12 years old.
How old did you have to be to do it properly?
16.
All right. Mm. But you kept doing it when he wasn't looking.
We got round it.
All right. You've met some great people during your time, obviously.
You meet lovely people. Yeah. And I still do, but it's only last Wednesday, Jenny Butt rang me from New Zealand. Semi-penciled one in for Christmas.
Oh, good. Because Jenny stayed with you with their horses during the Tasmania Pacing Championship time, or the Tasmania Cup as it is now.
Yeah.
And you've hosted and looked after a lot of interstate guests and overseas guests.
The last 3 championships, I've run 2 and a second in the same box.
Yeah.
The same box Blacks of Fake stayed in.
Yeah, that would have been special having Blackie.
Still got his front shoes.
Have you? And you'll never get that, let them go.
No. I've got a placard in that particular box with all the horses that stayed there.
Fantastic.
You're welcome to come up and have a look one day.
I'm sure I will. A lot of people would like to go up and have a look at all the things that you've got up there at your place. You still hold your licence?
Yeah.
And have you got one or two you might tinker with?
I haven't got one in work. I'm looking for one. But he'd want to be quiet and fast, otherwise I wouldn't have him. But
all right.
I've got one in Queensland. Ray's got it.
Okay. Raymond, of course, is your son.
Yeah.
And Ray would be proud of you tonight, too.
I reckon he would.
Yeah. You going to ring him up?
Yeah.
All right. Well done. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Jeez, it's a big honour.
Well, it is an honour, but it's an honour that's been bestowed on somebody who deserves it. You've been a great ambassador for harness racing, and I couldn't think of a more worthy recipient of an Edgar Tetlow Medal. Henry, well done.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. It is an honour.